Poet Patricia Jabe Wesley was born in Liberia, but she and her family fled her country's brutal civil war in 1991. Since 2005, she's taught at Penn State Altoona. Jabe Wesley's latest book is Praise Song for My Children, New and Selected Poems. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked her to read from the title poem.
Let me sing to you, my daughters. You have never known where we come from. You who will never know your mother's tongue. You who have become the metaphor of lost warriors who were captured by war. Let me be your songwriter, the song you sing, the dirge you do not know how to sing.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Can you talk about the idea of the praise song? Because I understand that a praise song is a very specific kind of African poetic form.
Yes, the praise song is one of the many different poetic branches of the poetics of the African way of life. There are praise names and praise songs and praise dirges. The entire poem is traditional, the way a grandmother would sing to her grandchildren and a woman would sing to her children at a ceremony, you know.
Another big theme of your work, of course, is about going home and the sense of home and your relationship with Liberia. And one of the poems, November 12th, 2015, it ends with a line that I wanted to read. November 12th, no matter how ugly they say home looks, there's never a day when you do not want to go back home. Could you talk about that line a little bit?
I was thinking of the whole idea of how our countries in Africa and our homelands are painted by the Western media and the Western world. And I was thinking of the whole idea of home. Home is home. No matter what people think, if the people are vibrant and happy and resilient and they're wonderful culturally, and if they, you know that there is something great about where you come from. The whole idea that people say, oh, Africa is this, Africa is this. There's so many people living in Africa and happy to live there, even Americans. And so I say to myself, that's my home. No matter how ugly they say my home is, no matter how terrible it may seem, that's where I come from. And my history and who I am and what makes me tick is African.
You write a lot about how your relationship with Liberia has also changed over the years, even though it's still home to you. Can you talk about that, how your relationship with your home country has changed?
Having lived in America for almost three decades, and even after a decade, you become a different person. So you are part American and part African, and you never know how different you are until you go back home. Okay, so you go back home, you are this so-called African poet who is making a lot of noise, writing a lot of crap about being African, and you go home and you realize you are more American than you thought.
I wanted to ask if you feel like an adopted place can ever be home.
I still think of Michigan as my home. My other home is because they have a Dutch culture of Dutch people who immigrated to the United States during the Second World War. And some of them still have the accent today and the European accent. And those people were my first friends, and they understood what it meant to lose home and family and country to a war. And so they attached to me in a way that was unique, that made some of them seem like family.
Poet Patricia Jabe Wesley spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.